Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hello, I'm Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. We got a real treat tonight. We have Joanne, the number lady, here, and give us your birthday and your date and time, and she'll do a reading for you. I'm going to bring Joanne up. Hi, Joanne.
Hello. Hello. Hello, everybody.
Everybody's in the room waiting. They've been, last month we had technical issues, so we'll get the show on the
Well, I need their first name and only their date of birth.
Okay.
I don't do time. Yeah.
All right. I was all goofed up. Okay.
That's okay.
Okay. 805. Hello.
Hi. This is Donna. Hi, Kelly Jo.
Hi. And you're, go ahead, Joanne.
April 22nd.
Okay.
Hi, Joanne. April 22nd, 54.
Okay. Well, let's see what's going on with you for this year.
I'd love to hear that. Thank you.
Well, it's definitely power because you've got the double eights here. We're in an eight universal year, and your power number is an eight. So you have to anything that has to do with anything legal, paperwork. Now, there's another twist to this because it's a karmic number. Is you got to be careful, no drinking and driving this whole year.
Yeah, I don't drink, so I'm good there.
So that's good. You're good there. Okay.
Yeah.
A really powerful cycle. You're in a power cycle in July, August, and September. It's going to be huge.
Oh. Wow, is that good? July, August, and September?
Absolutely. It's very powerful. So it's kind of like anything that you've been trying to manifest, build upon, or maybe new opportunities or something to do with any type of expansion, I think will be very successful.
Me.
Okay.
What I love, when I get into your name, first of all, you don't like surprises, but you're a very loving person. You don't like to be told what to do, how to,
no.
to be told what to do, how to do it, where to do it, or when to do it.
Oh,
is that about
so
right?
True. Yes.
Yeah. You can't get away from me with the names and the numbers, honey.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, that's funny.
And you're in a whole new cycle. Get ready for
good.
All new beginnings. So, all right. Thank you.
Okay. Is it okay?
Whoops, I didn't mean to cut her off. I'm having a great time. I'm sorry I didn't mean to do that. Technical error. Were you asking?
Me?
The other girl.
Oh, I don't know.
Reading from you?
Hello, what were you asking?
My friend Lana's here. Can she get a little reading? She's never been on your show before.
Okay.
Thank you. Here she is. Tell them your birthday.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Marvelous.
My birthday is April 25th, 1962.
Okay.
I've never done this before.
While you're figuring that out, I'll just tell you a little something. You are up to change your career, and you're going to start to work for yourself, and in a year you could have a move.
Oh, yeah, that sounds about right. I'm thinking about moving in about a year. Very good.
And it'll be your forever house when you move.
My forever house. Good. Good. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Lana, you're a very strong girl, and you've got enough sizzle in you, but you are, and you really like things light and easy. You don't like heavy-duty emotional stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess, yes, you're right.
Yep, you'd rather laugh than cry or get into the drama. But this is really good. This is the, you know, the last year and a half has not been an easy rodeo for you, so the last 18 months. But now you're into a whole new cycle, and it's going to be really good. I think you need to make some powerful decisions, and I see you possibly making a move in the last 6 months of the year. From July through the end of the year, I see you moving.
That makes sense, because I probably am moving.
Yeah. So that would be July, August, September, October, November, December. That's your window.
Okay.
There you
all right?
go.
And I think you're going to be very happy, too.
Okay. Is there any guy in my life?
Any what?
Any man in my life.
A man in your life. Well, I don't see a man in your numbers. No.
You don't do it. I'm gonna go
I don't know about
point.
Kelly Jo, but I don't see no man.
Okay.
Not for right now.
Okay.
Once you get settled, you'll meet somebody from the past.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
And you guys have a great day.
You
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. 310.
Yes, hi.
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 Your name and your birthday.
My name is Susan, and my birthday is 6/15/65.
All right, Susan, let's see. Oh, this is the year of patience, number one, and I think things are going to balance out. It's a very powerful year that the whole universe is under this very strong leadership or change directions. I think there's going to be a lot of direction changes in our world. So as far as you're concerned, I think that, are you planning on taking a trip this year, a major trip?
I'm thinking of making a major move.
Okay, same thing. Let's see, I've got April, May, and June. Is that about right?
Actually, earlier than that.
Okay. Well, make sure that there's no hiccups or that everything's in order before you make that leap. There might be a little bit of a delay. That's all I'm saying, okay? And make sure everything's in writing. But it's a good year for you as far as that's concerned. I think you're going to find a lot of I think this move is a good thing for you, energy-wise, everything. I think once you get your feet firmly planted on the ground after the move, I think you're going to find a sigh of relief and also a little bit more of a whole different outlook. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I see where you're going. It'll have more amenities, and it'll be more... you'll be able to make more friends where you're going.
Awesome. That's
so
great.
It's better all the way around. Thank you.
Thank you. Many blessings.
You're welcome. All right. Let's see. I'll get Jill because I kept popping on her and knocked her down the line here. Where's Jill?
Hello.
Hi, Jill. What's your name and your birthday?
Jill, 8/22/63. Yeah, Joanne, you live right around the corner from me, and I've had readings from you before.
Oh, have you? I love it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Give me that.
Because isn't your birthday close to my birthday?
I think so. I'm August 21st.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm the 22nd.
Yeah. Yep, I remember.
Thanks, Kelly Jo, for popping me in.
You're welcome. I didn't mean to keep picking you.
It's all right.
I just kept seeing the prefix.
That's okay.
Well, I think this is really kind of cool, though, Jill. I really feel like use your better intuition this January, February, March. You follow your gut. If it doesn't feel right, look right, seem right, pay attention, okay?
Okay.
And I feel like in April, May, and June, it's really kind of like you being in the driver's seat of what changes you're going to make. I feel like there's a new change coming, or you're going to do something new, or go on a new territory or do something. Are you going to go on a trip? And the holidays, October, November, and December, there looks like it's almost like I feel like you're going to go to like Nashville or Pigeon Forge or something and have a Christmas outing or do something away from town. Does that make sense?
No, because I usually stay here, but you never know.
Okay, well, I feel like there's a travel thing. So
okay.
That's towards the end of the year. But as far as your year goes, it's all about balance. It's all about following your intuition. You know, if it doesn't feel right in your gut, don't do it.
Oh, that's funny you should say that, because today we went to the dentist, and he says I need a tooth extraction, and I disagree with him, and I'm not going to do it.
Well, don't do it then. Do not do it then.
Okay.
As long as it doesn't hurt your health.
Well, that's what I don't know, but we'll see.
Well, you have to be careful you don't get an abscess in there, honey. That's not good for you.
I think it is abscess, but
that's not good. It can make you very, very sick. It looks like it's all cracked.
Well, it's in the front, and I'm going to be without a tooth in the front for a year till they can do an implant. So I'm afraid to do it. I don't want to look.
They can do a temporary.
He told me it's a flip. You just flip it in and out, and it's not a temporary.
Yeah, well, the flipper's okay, Jill. Don't worry about that. Just do it.
Are you sure the flipper's okay?
Yeah, the flipper's fine. I know lots of people that have had to do that.
Okay, but can I wait a couple weeks? Because my husband's big retirement party is February 3rd, and I don't want to look odd.
That's fine.
You better talk to the dentist, because you do not want an infection that'll get in your bloodstream.
Okay.
You know, it's more than the retirement party.
We aren't doctors, but just be careful.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Anything you see, Kelly Jo?
Well, there's something about land. You might be able to get to purchase a piece of land in another state. You know, just a bank, I can't talk, blank piece of land. So
okay.
Look for that here.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's see. 447. Hi, 447.
Hi, Kelly Jo.
Hello,
Hi, Kelly Jo.
Howard.
This is Deep.
Hi,
I'm good, thank you. My birth date is 24th April, 1978.
What's your name? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
It is Deep, as in deep
water. How do you spell it?
Delta Echo Echo Papa.
Okay. Okay, this is, you're in a nine year for your personal year. And so what does that mean? That means it's kind of like reviewing the last 8 years of what is good that you want to keep, what you want to get rid of, and some things that you need to think about. Now, that's people, places, and things. If it's not healthy, then you need to review it this year. If it's not to your benefit, then you need to review that this year. People, places, and things. So I really feel like January, February, March might be more of a stressful time for you, but you got clear sailing where you really need to be in the driver's seat of making some strong decisions for your life this year. I think you're going to plan and you got to plan and do something different. And don't wear your heart on your sleeve. That's one of the things. I feel like you keep a lot of your emotions inside. Is that correct, Diva?
That's correct.
Is that
yes.
correct?
Yes.
Well, nobody can be a mind reader when you keep it all inside. When you live in your head, the other people that know you have no idea what you want, what you like, what you don't like, so you've got to learn to speak, okay, of what you like and what you don't like, okay?
Okay.
But this will be a very good year. It's about really cleaning out the attic, people, places, and things. What's good, what needs to go, and what you need to think about.
Understood.
Does that help? Yeah.
It does help. Anything you are getting, Kelly Jo?
Are you thinking about getting a different place to live?
No, I would prefer to continue living where I am.
Okay, then you're going to fix up where you are. You're going to make it more cozy.
Right.
And I don't know if you're thinking new window treatments, but they're showing me different drapes or you know, curtains. So you're beautifying everything to your liking.
Understood. Anything you get about my finances, will I get my initial investment back that I made a couple of years back?
Yeah,
I believe that's coming in April, May, or June. It could even go into July, but yes, you will.
Yes.
Right.
And it'll be good, and you'll be able to spend some and save some. That's what they're telling me.
Understood. Okay.
Thank you.
Will it be a lot more than what I put in?
Yeah,
yes.
A little bit more.
Well,
so,
I feel it's a lot more.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, both of you.
Right,
sorry, go on,
like,
Kelly Jo.
I'm seeing, like, incrementation of it. So it's like chunks and chunks.
Understood.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for the lovely reading. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Joanne. How do we get a hold of you?
They can always reach me. They can text me. They can phone me. Or they can get my website. My phone number is 727-743-3400. And my website is Psychic Joanne with an E, Joanne Leo, .com. Okay? Or you can meet. And see, here's the thing. What we're doing on the radio is just a little piece. But your
right.
name on your birth certificate and your birth date is how you're registered in heaven. It's a whole blueprint. And if you really want to understand your soul, you'll get a chart. Okay,
right.
There you go.
And me, you can get me at www.kellyjopsychic.com or call me 561-333-5367. Okay, we'll go along. 775.
Hi, ladies. So nice to speak with you.
Yes.
My name is Wendy from Rancho Cordova, California. My date of birth is July the 6th, 1951, and I was born in Oakland, California.
Okay, so we're 8-13-4. Well, this is going to be a fun year for you. Definitely play the lottery. I don't know how Kelly Jo see what she says about that, but I think it's a very fortunate year for you. Be careful with anything of substance or alcohol driving or speeding because it will be a fine. Lots of new things come popping up in July, August, and September. And also the end of the year, it's kind of like settling down. I don't know if you're planning on moving or redecorating or having a second place to, you know, to live a what do they call that, a summer home or a winter home or whatever. But that would be something that would be fun for you to do too. I don't know if you'll rent by, but it seems like you should let your hair down, so to speak.
Oh, how wonderful. I recently, I talked to a realtor named Geneva yesterday. She's very sophisticated and very smart and extremely successful. And so I'm hoping that what you're seeing is that through Geneva's expertise, she guides me and helps me to get a beautiful house.
You will.
I believe you will.
Really? This year or next year?
It looks like this year.
You're in a fortunate year this year. So it's like I always tell people when I see a three-personal year, play the lottery, and if you're going to do anything expansive, that's the year to do it.
Oh, okay.
And you'll be able to get that. You're going to be able to get the house for a bit and a little bit under than what they want, and you'll get it.
Probably because she's a great negotiator.
Well, that's what I'm seeing, and it's feels like a 4, 2.5, you know, and it feels like it looks like a shape of an H if you cut the roof off.
Oh, how interesting. Oh, that sounds like fun. And,
yeah.
What month will she show me that property? Will it be this year or?
It's this year, hon.
You know
it
about what
like
month?
Probably see it in February.
Oh, wow.
I've got legal papers to April, May, and June.
Okay. And do you know what color the house would be?
It's like a stucco-y, it's sort of yellowy orange, but it's a pretty, it's like terracotta-y looking.
Okay. All right. Well, I fall in love. I'm waiting to fall in love with a house when I see it. So will that be it, my forever house?
And what you're going to do is you're going to love the kitchen and the bathrooms.
Uh-huh.
And it has Frenchy doors and it has a pergola out back.
It has what in the back?
A pergola, you know.
Okay.
You know, and then you got Frenchy doors in your bathroom. It's a his and her sink, double sink, walk-in closet. It has like a tub that's affixed to the floor, and then also a beautiful walk-in shower.
Wow! All right, and what is the first number of the purchase price?
5.
That's about what I was looking for, even though I'm approved for more. And when I showed her the letter from my mortgage banker, she said, "Oh, I can do better than that." She knows who to talk to. So, intuitively, I was assigned to another realtor, a very nice-looking man named Craig. But my intuitively, I just couldn't do it. And I wanted to choose my realtor. And I saw her, and I'm disabled. She wants to start showing me properties right away. And she actually offered to drive me around, which was really kind.
Nice. Well, you're going to find what you want. Well, I hope that we helped you, and I hope you have a good night.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. 216. To the people, if we can't get to you, we'll get to you next show when we do another one. 216, we're going to try.
Hello?
Hi.
This is Kim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You can just follow your scheme of what you're doing. Just tell me what you see for me this year. My name is Sharon, and it's September 1st, 1965. I'm a Virgo. Hope you had a nice holiday, Kelly Jo.
I did.
Well, I think decisions are, you're weighing things out January, February, March. But I'll tell you, April, May, June, July, August, September, it's like pedal to the metal. It's like new beginnings or whatever you decide to do. You got a lot of burst of energy and making some positive decisions, opportunities you need to take advantage of. And I feel like October, November, and December, there's either going to be a raise, a bonus, or something where you're going to have an influx of more money.
Or change, maybe a lateral move in my company, which I hope to God, if the right one comes up. But you are so right about decisions. I got my kitchen all remodeled. Now I love the tile so much. Now it's the living room time, and I keep going back and forth on what to buy. I am, like, in such disarray.
Yep.
I keep changing my mind. It's nuts. It's crazy. But I want to make the right purchase with the right dollar. Okay, but you are so on. Do you see me switching job? Well, you don't have to be that specific. You saw job changes. Sorry. What else?
Well, there's changes either within the company or you're going to make a change, one of the two.
And my finances are good this year? They're okay?
Yeah, I feel like, I think, it's, you're going to have some emotional decisions too, because I think you like the company that you're with, but, you know, things are changing big time.
If I change departments, my manager is absolutely wonderful. And the people, it's just not, I was moved to another department. They eliminated my position, so I didn't ask for this job. It's not exactly what I like to do, but I love the people in my department. And I love the company. You're right.
I see it right here.
You're going to be able to
move on.
You're going to be able to do probably in the next 3 months.
Be able to do what, Kelly Jo?
Move on in the next 3 months.
In the next 3 months, okay. If the right one pops up, I'm going to post. It's going to be hard, but it's just not exactly. I do like my job, but I know that I could do something else better. I'm just glad they kept me. You know what I mean?
You'll be fine.
Do you see me getting the rest of my home done, Kelly, this year?
You'll make it. So you're going to find a tile that you just love. You love the color, the shape, the everything, and then you'll get the house all snuggly the way you want it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Both of you, have a nice evening. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
203.
Hello. Hi.
Hello,
hi. Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year.
7/12/1953.
And
my name is Pat.
Pat. Okay. Is that Patricia?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's all about you going through some positive changes that you're going to have to weigh things out. And I feel like once you get past March, doors or opportunities await you. There's definitely some sort of movement or decisions you're going to make. So you need to do your pros and cons of what it is that's going to serve you best. January, February, and March, don't procrastinate things. I think you overprocess things. Do you find that you live in your head a lot, Patricia?
Yes, and I'm certainly told that too.
Yeah. See, honey, that's an issue that causes you much angst We live it too much over and over again, and then you can't come to a conclusion. You got to get a piece of – I dealt with this for many, many years in my classes and stuff. Get a piece of paper out. Draw a line down the middle. Left is pros. Okay. The other side's cons. Put it down there. When you see it, you'll be able to sort things through better.
Okay.
Get out of your head. When you're in your head, you're going to get ring around the rosy. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, I'm told that a lot, but I don't see it as much as people tell me that. I certainly have worries. You know, I worry a lot. I can say that. But I think I'm okay at making decisions. I think I'm pretty clear. And I'm always looking for, you know, feedback. You know, I see a phenomenal therapist, and I always bounce things off him to see where I'm at and to grow in that sense.
Well, it comes with one of your karmic lessons in this lifetime. Because remember what I said, I'm looking at a piece of your soul chart, okay?
Yeah.
And if people are saying to you that you live in your head or that they don't know what you like or whatever, because you do live in your head too much, no matter how you want to slice it, it's one of your karmic lessons.
Okay. Well, my therapist loves me as a client because he says I'm verbal and inquisitive. He said that's ideal.
Well, you'll always be inquisitive when you have that number on your first letter of your name. Of course you're going to be inquisitive because you're an investigator.
You know,
you always want to investigate. But when it comes to emotions, you live in your head.
Okay, that makes sense, and that's a problem. Got it. Kelly Jo, could I ask you, I see you're an animal communicator, could I ask you about my foster dog?
Yes. What do you want to know?
This dog was with another foster mom. They adore each other. She had to have foot surgery or whatever. I think she's going to go back to her, but I'd just love to know about Reba. So maybe I can help whoever's going to adopt her or help the rescue place. I know that
Go ahead.
I can give you information if you want, or if you just want to start talking, let me know.
Does she have a nervous habit and separation anxiety?
Probably separation anxiety, yeah.
She needs, like, repetition and she needs routine, and let her know that give her, like, a stuffed toy if she don't chew it up and tell her that you'll be back because she's afraid you're going to go away and leave forever.
Yeah, yeah. How can I let her know? I mean, is there any way you can communicate that to an animal that she's got?
Be back. Tell her, okay, good girl, I'll be back. And then when you come home, greet her, pat her, say, good girl.
Okay. Yeah, I actually haven't left her too much. I bring her with me, and I'm going to start doing that this week. Do you see her finding a good home?
Yes, I see her with a family.
Okay. She's the sweetest thing. She's been through a lot. They found her under a bridge. She had had puppies, but they couldn't find the puppies, and she had a big gouge in her neck from being, you know, chained up.
But
so
she's
with
real.
All that... Huh?
And she'll be happy and grateful.
Yeah, she's incredibly sweet with all that. Thank you. Thank you so
much
for that.
All right.
Okay. God bless you both. And I looked at your site, the numerology site. I'll probably be contacting you.
Wonderful. You'll enjoy when you get your full soul chart. It's very enlightening.
Okay. All right. Thank you both. God bless you both. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Unknown. Hello, unknown.
Hello, Kelly Jo.
Hi. What's your name? What's your birthday? So she can do you.
I'm Melissa, November 14, 85. And I had a question about my
first
that
name.
I have right now.
First name?
Melissa, sorry.
Spell it for me, please.
M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
N-E-L-L-I-S-H?
M-E-L-I... S-S-A.
M-A. Melissa.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. I sure didn't get that out of it. Okay, Melissa. All right. So, yeah. Are you in a relationship right now, Melissa?
I'm not really sure. But
yeah.
Go ahead. I mean, I know you're telling me the truth, but it's just myself. Girl, you got me, baby. I don't want to admit.
Well, see, here's the thing. Is that I want to get clear on, is this good for me? Not good for me. Healthy for me? Not healthy for me. You've got to get into that thinking process instead of just settling or taking things for granted, okay? Or you being taken for granted. Also, I feel like there's something going on with the job situation or lack of job.
It's all I have right now. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating, but I do feel like you will get another job. Make sure that you like it, because I think sometimes you've taken jobs just to get a job to make the money. Am I correct?
Sometimes, actually, yes. Hey, but the job that I have right now is three individuals, three men that seem to not like me. I didn't do anything to them. What's going to happen? Are they still going to be there? I already talked to HR. Or they're going to still rip and bend me?
Well, I think that you might leave there.
Okay.
Yeah, I see you getting a different job. And you'd be a great manager.
Oh, you see me get promoted on the other job that I have. I just got another job 2 weeks ago. You see me get promoted on that job?
Yeah, I see you doing good at management, yes.
Thank you, ladies. Yeah, y'all saw my heart and my worry. It was nice talking to y'all, and I'm going to look at your website, Kelly Jo. I have before. Thank you for
Thank
helping.
You're welcome. Okay.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Yes, you're welcome. 509. Whoops, what happened? There we go. Hello. Your name and your birthday, please, so she can know you.
Uh-huh. Good afternoon. My name is Erica, and the date of birth is 12/4/93.
And the first name, I'm sorry?
Erica.
12/4/93.
Well, are you in a relationship this year?
No. Uh-uh.
Well, you're gonna be.
Oh.
I think also there's an opportunity with a job situation, either for a promotion or a management position. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Hold on.
And then I also see you meeting a nice guy that you'll be friends first and then find out that you like each other, and it'll evolve into a nice relationship.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling too, so.
And whenever I hear Scooby-Dooby-Doo, that means you're going to have romance. There's my song verse.
But there's definitely something with the work situation. Are you not happy at work, or what's the story here?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. So I actually, I'm a sub, and I've been, like, avoiding work because I'm like, oh, my God, some of these kids are horrible. And, you know, it's like, challenging sometimes. But then you also get, the sweet kids and, you know, I really enjoy the little kids that are super sweet or the kids that are respectful. I think it all just kind of depends on, the teacher, too, what the expectations that their, you know, teacher has. And then also that kind of reflects on how they treat guests, which is, you know, subs.
But everything starts at home, baby. You know, it could be the teacher, mm-hmm. but also it's also the parents. And some of them are la-la-la instead of teaching them the basics and what's polite and what's respectful. I think we've lost respect. And I think that's bad for the teachers because there's very little respect.
Mm-hmm.
They think they're the equal.
Yeah. And, you know, looking back, I was such a good kid at school myself that I'm like, okay, you know, that's it's just, it's the reality of it too is like, whoa, you know, like how it's pretty bad.
It's all standards and it starts at home.
Yeah, but like I said, there's like the good classes that you enjoy, you love it, and you're like, oh my God, I really like it. So I'm trying to, I got certified for other school districts, and so I'm like, okay, at least I should give it a try. Like, you know, I should go to each building at least once and just see how I feel about it, you know?
That's a good idea.
I'm trying to figure out if that's the route I want to go. Because I ended up adding like 4 more districts. So I'm like, okay, I can pretty much work in the whole valley if I wanted to. So I was thinking doing that because it's, you know, available right away. Or I don't know what else I can do. I was thinking maybe just to work from home was my other idea.
I see you in the schools, and you're going to really like the little middle schools.
Okay, because those have been tough too, the middle schools. But like I said,
And then the lower grades, like what, 1 to 3?
Mm-hmm.
I work in the home. I see you homeschooling, you know, or how they have school at modules at home or do something like that.
I've always wanted to pursue, like, school. Like, I wanted to go to law school, and I was thinking about, like, really buckling down and making that happen this year.
You'll do it for cheap. It's like you don't go into hawk over it. And you can use life experience in this college. So, yeah. And could you do general law, family law?
I don't know. I'm open to everything just because I know that during school, you're going to learn about, you know, IRS law, and then you're going to learn like real estate and then environmental law. Like, I'm just open to learning everything, you know, and then making a decision later on about what I like the most.
Let me tell you what the big thing is. The big thing are going to be the lawyers that practice common law. Write that down.
Mm-hmm.
You want to learn common law because it goes back to the original Constitution.
Okay? Constitutional law.
You want to be a common law lawyer because it's based on constitutional law. Right now they're doing maritime law. No, it's going to take a shift to constitutional law.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do you see me getting accepted? Like, I'm willing to work for it, and I feel really old. So I'm like, I just need to make it happen, and I'm going to start making a plan. Like, I decided today, like, you know what, I'm wasting time. Like, I need to get it done.
Yes, and you'll be able to get a grant. The timer's getting ready to go off, but yes, you're going to be able to get a grant and get help to go to school. And then you can work in any genre that you want.
Mm-hmm.
I see you better as a lawyer than a teacher. So.
You what? What was that again?
I said you'd be better at law than doing the teaching. It's too frustrating. You're not.
Oh,
you can't handle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was my life path, or what? I noticed that you said to somebody else that she was a 3, and I was trying to calculate mine, but I couldn't figure it out.
Don't worry about it. That was about their power number. There's so many pieces to a chart. So, no, we're not going there.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, okay. I get it. Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you so much.
I thank you, Joanne, for being on the show. And I look forward to seeing you in the future. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, thank you, Joanne.
Thank you, Kelly Jo. Good night, everybody.
Night.